In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this Sunday begins that period of the liturgical year known as Passiontide, commemorating that very brief period in the life of our Lord, which led up to the scheming of the chief priests to bring about his downfall and the consequences of this plot. In that short span of time, Christ was betrayed to these same individuals by Judas Iscariot. He was arrested and imprisoned, and he was tried and questioned before the chief priests and Pontius Pilate. He was then scourged within an inch of his life, and afterwards forced to carry a cross to the hill of Calvary, where on that same cross he died. In today's gospel, we see Jesus Christ once again at odds with a hostile crowd of his own countrymen. And he still practices a great patience, yet at the same time plainly manifests some small bit of his justified exasperation in this exchange with the Jews. Which of you shall convict me of sin? If I say the truth to you, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth the words of God. Therefore you hear them not, because you are not of God. The final straw, as it were, for the Jews is Christ's open and plain declaration of his divinity in these words: before Abraham was made, I am. In other words, I have not received my essence or by existence from any other. My essence is itself to exist, and to exist eternally, without beginning or end. These are the words which leave the multitudes speechless. These words which are a retaking of the words of God to Moses in the book of Exodus, when Moses asked God what his name is. And God responded, I am who am. But these are the words which leave the multitudes grasping for stones with which to put him to death for the crime, what they imagine to be the crime of blasphemy. 2,000 years removed from this scene and having the light of faith, we know that they were wrong and that it was through their hard-heartedness that many of the Jews rejected Christ and ultimately put him to death. There is, however, something since then that has not changed. If we wish to see God, we are going to have to drink from the chalice of his sufferings, the chalice of his passion. We will have to endure perhaps many sufferings in our own lives and offer them to God in union with the sufferings of Jesus Christ, most particularly his last agony on the cross. If we were to closely examine the way that our Lord carried himself during his passion, his behavior during these bitter last days of his life on earth, there is perhaps one trait which stands out more than the rest. Suffering born with a great silence. Think of him before the Jewish Sanhedrin and in the show trial that was organized on the night of his arrest. The high priest was forced to urge him on and insist that he speak up for himself in the face of his accusers, and that he utter some word. Even at this insistence, he still holds his peace. The high priest loses his patience and orders him, in the name of the living God, to affirm if he is indeed the Christ, when he speaks the truth simply to his auditors, affirming that he is indeed. His condemnation swiftly follows. This remarkable silence only continues in the face of his questioning by the Roman governor of the province, Pontius Pilate, an individual far more inclined than the Jews to acquit our Lord of the unjust charges brought against him. And yet he offers Pilate hardly more than the words he spoke before the Sanhedrin. The simple truth of who he really is, and in the face of the accusations of the Jews, a continued refusal to speak up. Consider him bound to a pillar and lashed over and over again by the Roman soldiers. He does not cry out. He does not curse them for the violence they do to him, but offers his pains in silence to his heavenly Father. In the court of Herod, where he is mocked with a thoughtless and insane cruelty, he never once opens his mouth. All of this can be seen and understood in the light of these words of Christ in today's gospel. I seek not my own glory. Jesus Christ came down from heaven not to serve himself, but to render a service to fallen man. The redemption of our race, the opening up of the gates of heaven to each of us, promising this reward to those who do the will of the Heavenly Father. So in our own sufferings, which Jesus Christ gives to us as gifts, as opportunities to merit our salvation in dependence always on God's grace, let us always remember the remarkable silence of his passion. For in this silence is acceptance and perseverance and the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.